My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, everybody is sorry, and everybody's lying. So listen and enjoy.
She goes, "You blame me for things I had no idea about, and you didn't believe me when I told you." I go, "Okay."
What?
I'm back. I go, "Belinda, how can you blame me for not believing you? You have lied to me about so much, including your birthday right after you swore you would be honest." "And you were another person. And you were another person for a year. You don't have a really good track record, sweetie."
Yes. Yes, but even right after she came clean, she lied again.
I know. It's like, because you've been so honest with me so far. Oh, God.
I go,
"I'm sorry your feelings are hurt, but you're a bullshit artist."
Perhaps.
Not only you're a you're the Picasso of bullshit artists.
Oh, gee. That is high praise. She's an abstract bullshit artist.
Yeah.
I go, "How would you feel if you were me?" She goes, "I know. That's why I never blamed you. I blamed myself."
But wait. No, no. She's saying that she was mad at you for blaming, for accusing her of these things. And then she's saying, "Oh, I didn't blame you. I blamed myself."
Well, don't forget, she's good, too. She's able to backpedal lickety-split on that one.
I know.
And I'm sure I'll let that slide.
Uh-huh. Sure you will.
Well, for somebody emotionally involved, that'll back you up.
Yeah.
So for
don't
somebody,
make me a cold calculating prick.
But
well, as a cold calculating prick, you're like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well,
let's see what he said.
Let's say what I said. I go, "But you said you were mad at me."
Yes.
Pip Helix for the win.
What do I get, Johnny?
You get Joe.
That would be okay.
Sure, yeah. We
could
have him.
It's a good prize.
Sure, absolutely. Some would beg to differ. Others would say it's a fabulous prize. Depends who you ask.
Yes.
I go, "Mavis still claims to have no idea about those profiles that link the two of you together. She tells me she has changed and she is sorry, but nobody can explain those profiles." Great mystery.
Everybody's
like
sorry.
Like Stonehenge.
Everybody's sorry. Everybody's still lying.
Yes. She goes, "I am no longer, because it's not your fault but mine." I go, "Okay." Mavis did what you did and took down her fake profile and revealed her real one. Still, nobody can claim those fake profiles that link you two. She goes, "Well, I don't know about that." I go, "Somebody knows something, and everybody swears they are telling the truth." I go, "It is upsetting." She goes, "I don't know anything. Let's try and do this on video chat tomorrow."
it's tomorrow. She can't even wait a week. Now it's tomorrow.
I agree. This should be on video chat.
Yes.
"I do not know if I will be around tomorrow. Plus, it is Saturday, so don't you want to spend time with your family?" She goes, let's better we do this and clear the air. It's like, all right, we need to huddle up with the team.
You know, it's funny. You've turned this into a romantic chat into scene 4 of Law and Order.
She started it, Joe. She started it, Joe.
You had to say something.
She says she was mad at me.
Yeah, and it's like, wait a minute. You're mad at me. And then it goes off.
Well, yeah, because, and this is what makes me think she's a real chick.
Yeah.
Because I'm fighting with her like a real chick, like a real girl. I go, "Well, I got him. These guys never have answers. Except when you fight me." Because I have answers.
Yeah, but it's not like, "Well, I saw you in the movies on, I saw a tweet from you that you were in the movies on Tuesday when you were saying you're homesick." No, you've been lying for me for 6 months, trying to take my money. You're in cahoots with this other broad. You won't go on.
Joe's getting upset.
Yeah.
Joe, it's early for closing arguments.
So she agrees we should do this to clear the air. I go, "Okay, we will clear the air. I think we both need this." She goes, "Yeah, we do." I go, "I hate this." She goes, "Yeah, me too, but it has become necessary."
Mm-hmm.
I go, "Yeah. Does this make you think less of me?" She goes, "No, I think you deserve to know the truth."
Oh.
That's what
I
she
think
said.
I can handle the truth.
She goes, "No, I think you deserve to know the truth." I go, "Is there something you would tell me that I do not know?"
Yeah.
Because remember, I'm for all the coming clean, we've never got, "Hey, who's the guy feeding your lines?"
Yeah.
that's what I want.
Yes.
That's what I want the video chat for. Who's that jabroni who's giving you the lines?
Yeah.
You deserve to know the truth.
You deserve to know the truth.
I do.
That was
you
a,
do.
That was I a really do. Interesting but slip.
If you deserve to know the truth, how come she couldn't answer the four questions that you just posed to her?
Well, deserve is, you know, subjective. Truth is really semantics.
You just scrolled her off. She just backpacked. You deserve to know the truth.
Joe, this is my girl. You know, listen, I'll fight with her, but I can't have you fighting with her.
You deserve to know the truth.
I'm a gentleman,
just
damn it.
A double advocate here.
Wait a minute.
How dare you question my other woman's integrity?
I mean, come on. She pretended to be something else for a year. Who has it? Yeah.
We know you've done it for like 20.
Coming, probably coming to refruition.
Oh, God.
Sometimes
a lot of things are hitting home tonight, but anyway.
You know what? Sometimes awakenings can be startling, and you never know what's going to set them off, Joe. She's not threatening to quit the show over it. She seems to be able to deal with this new truth that she's embracing better than some people I know.
A year ago, I'd walk out, but now you can see more things clearly. Now, yeah, I guess you've got a point.
This psychopath's got her act better together than you.
What you were saying a year ago is that this scammer was more mentally balanced than I was. Which, yeah.
That's why we wrote you were undateable a year ago.
Water under the bridge.
Yeah, sure. So she goes, no, I think you deserve to know the truth. I go, is there something you will tell me that I do not know? She goes, not really.
Uh-huh.
Not what we were looking for.
No.
I go, okay, so I guess I know everything then. She goes, yeah, you do.
Hey, wait, isolate that.
Oh, by
you
the way.
Know everything.
By the way, I'm sorry to interrupt. I got some really earth-shattering stuff I wanted to tell you guys. I'll let you know next week.
Oh, right.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
I go, okay. She goes, will you be home early today? I go, no, babe. I'll not be home until very late. She goes, how many hours do you normally work? I'm not exactly sure what you mean. Can you be more specific?
Look at these old... He's
well, yeah,
like,
I'm
going to...
Yeah, of course.
You're a little turning into Eeyore. Well, let me know when you'll be there.
I'm playing a part. I am down to... She
it's
had
more
the opportunity.
More like method acting, I think, right now.
But notice what I did and what I always do with these scammers. I'm very consistent with this. I give them chances throughout...
Yes.
...to come clean so we can end this charade and part like gentlemen... Or gentlewomen, whatever the case may be.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.